Goldie from Accord. Interesting comment by someone on your comment line about why our health care is more expensive than most other countries in the world. However, our outcomes are not as good, and our life expectancy is shorter. It's because we do not believe that health care is a right. We think that it is an opportunity for profit-making from private companies. And we should think about how we treat our health care system. If there's a right to life, then there should be a right to health care.
Yeah, Charles Stevenson here, Amherst, Massachusetts. I was very pleased tonight. I'm usually not home on Monday nights. I was very pleased to discover that alternative radio is still around. I know it's been fought over and embattled before, and I'm glad it's still on the air.
This is Catherine from Albany. I was very disappointed to hear Dr. Chartok disparage Lieutenant Governor Hochul for her introductions before the State of the State and commenting that her comments made him want to throw up, I believe, was the comment. I just find that very disrespectful, and I know that's not where his heart is, but I really do feel that his comment was wholly inappropriate. She's just doing her job. That is her job, to promote the state, to promote the governor, and I think she's doing a great job.
Kerry Klein, Plainfield, Massachusetts. For many years, I've been a fan of Food Friday, and I have a suggestion. With the Adirondacks, the Catskills, and the Berkshires well within the WAMC listening area, I'm sure that many of the listening audience participates in hunting and fishing. And I thought that it would be a good bet that they would appreciate a program featuring wild game cuisine. So I ask you, at WAMC, please consider a program like that. Thank you.
This is Nina Clark, East Hoosick, New York. My New Year's wish is that those who are commenting on Trump would not resort to the same kind of language that they accuse Trump of using, saying that the president is a lying liar, and then lamenting the divisiveness between the right and the left appears to be lacking some kind of awareness, that to descend into a playground fight using words and personal animosity toward a public figure, in this case, Trump, is not bringing clarity to the situation. I would like to ask that the commentary is fact-based and not personality commentary, whether it's about Governor Cuomo, whether it's about Trump, that facts speak.